All right, good morning. I call this regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is 10:01 on Tuesday, August 6th. I'm Commissioner Brian Crashus. Also present with me is Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk and Commissioner Randy Christman, so we do have a quorum. My opening comments, and I think it's going to be covered, but I wanted to point out one thing. I believe we're going to have a shift of a consent item or items, depending on how you want to count them, to the regular agenda. And one of the reasons, if for people that are following, the PSC, which a few people I know are sitting in, but the four items, they're grouped, so we run only have to run one public notice instead of four. And from a fiscally responsible standpoint, that is good for the taxpayers. So they're grouped, and then they go out to the newspapers in the state because they have to go statewide. And that is how we go about that process. So I know Commissioner Christman's going to add more on that because it is one of his items. But outside of that, I don't have any other comments. Commissioner Fedorchuk.
I don't have any opening comments.
And Commissioner Christman?
And yes, all I had was I would like to remove that RC1 that you were talking about and put it on the regular agenda instead of consent.
Okay, we will do that. So we have four items remaining then on consent and the previous minutes. I move they be approved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, I don't have any agenda items today. So, Commissioner Fedorchuk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have one motion. I move the commission adopt the order in Emmons Logan Wind LLC, Emmons Logan Wind Energy Center, Emmons Logan Siting Application Case Number PU-18-280, and Emmons Logan Wind LLC, Emmons Logan 230 KV Transmission Line, Emmons Siting Application Case Number PU-18-281.
Second.
So this is the next step. We had a special meeting last week that gave some approval for Emmons Logan to increase their tree and shrub clearance width. And this is sort of a follow-on to that. On May 2nd, they filed an application to replace the tree and shrub mitigation specifications incorporated into the commission's order in February with the recently revised tree and shrub mitigation specifications, and they filed a request to amend the project's nameplate generating capacity from 291.1 megawatts to 299.4 megawatts. On May 15th, we issued a notice of opportunity for hearing that provided until July 3rd for receiving written comments and hearing requests, and no responses or requests were received. So essentially, the ordering paragraph number 4 of our original order from February ordered that the tree and shrub mitigation specifications may be modified upon mutual agreement of the commission and Emmons Logan Wind. And so basically this order agrees that those specifications should be modified to reflect the commission's recently revised tree and shrub mitigation efforts or specifications. The original case was approved with the old tree and shrub mitigation specs, and this would now replace those with the newer ones that provide more flexibility and it's more outcome-based tree and shrub mitigation efforts or specs. And then the second piece is that Emmons Logan in the original order had identified using GE 1.7.15 and 2.5 megawatt turbines, and now they plan on using 1.715 and 2.72 slightly larger megawatt turbines, which results in an increased project gathering capacity from 291.1 to 299.4 megawatts. And this order would reflect those findings in number 4 and 5 in the order and reflect that update. So with that description, I think this order is in order, and I'm prepared to support it.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Christman.
RC1, I move the commission propose to adopt and amend the North Dakota Administrative Code as attached, issue a notice of intent to amend administrative rules and a notice of public hearing, and issue an abbreviated notice of intent to amend administrative rules and notice of public hearing for publication in each official county newspaper throughout the state as required by law in Public Service Commission's solar decommissioning rulemaking, case number PU-19-122, Public Service Commission pipeline safety rulemaking, case number GS-19-217, Public Service Commission Energy Conversion Facility Siting Criteria Rulemaking, case number PU-19-290, and Public Service Commission Wind Decommissioning Rulemaking, case number PU-19-291. And just to touch on the new chapter 6909-10 would be the solar facility decommissioning. Section 6909-0302 would be the adoption of regulations. Section 6906-0801 would be the energy conversion facility siting criteria. And Section 6909-09, the wind facility decommissioning.
Second.
Sorry.
I asked that these be moved to the regular calendar, not because I thought there was some problem with it, but just I thought that they're meaningful enough that the motion should be read and just a little bit of discussion so that the public is aware of these rulemaking changes. A couple of them are, in my mind, quite insignificant, but a couple of them are very significant. So I'll just kind of touch on them one by one. The one, if you recall, the motion was to adopt and amend. So three of them are amend. One is the adoption, and that would be 6909-10, the solar facility decommissioning. We currently have no rules on solar decommissioning, and we approved the one solar farm in Cass County earlier this year, and that company offered in their application, they kind of put in there a decommissioning plan that was fairly aligned with the wind farm decommissioning rules that we currently have, but there are just differences between a solar facility and a wind facility, so of course it's not precisely on board, and the proposal here would not align precisely with what we did in that case, but in that case it was a voluntary effort because we had no rules. This lays out a set of rules that, as I said, are roughly aligned with wind decommissioning, but take into consideration some of the physical differences between wind and solar facilities. The second one is just a change, and this has to do with our pipeline safety rules. And I believe this isn't my portfolio holder, but as the chairman explained earlier, we lumped these together for efficiency of public noticing. I believe it's just a change so that our rules reflect the date of the latest federal rules that we align with. The third one is the energy conversion facility siting criteria, and there's two changes. One is very significant to the airbase in that in other rulemaking cases we've had that didn't really fit what they were trying to do, and so we couldn't make the changes because they just weren't noticed in the rulemakings. They would like on wind farms a set aside for areas on along their ICBM facilities. And it's escaping me exactly what the detail of the ICBM, which area that they need a little more room. But anyway, I don't think it's going to affect a lot of cases, but they really want to clarify that so we don't by accident someday approve a wind farm that's going to interfere with their activities. The more significant change on this section of rules would lower the threshold for noise activity for neighbors on energy conversion facilities from 50 decibels to 45 decibels. And I believe that, this one is not my portfolio, but I believe the impetus of this was some testimony that we've heard citing what other jurisdictions are doing and maybe the science behind the impacts that are on humans. And so that is that proposal. That's, I think, the really significant part. And then the last is specific to the wind facility decommissioning again. And there are a few changes having to do with the financial requirements that we require for decommissioning. And it's just kind of updating, I think, better language that'll be more useful that we noticed as we were preparing the solar plans, and we decided to make the change and make them the same, and we think that's better language. And other than the financial assurances, I don't think there were any changes, and those aren't things that are really going to be noticeable. It's really just better language. And so those are the four proposals that would be wrapped together here.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
I'll just make another comment on the proposed rule changes regarding sound on the wind energy conversion facilities. So we've, in the last couple of cases, had a third-party sound expert evaluate the company's plans for their, evaluate their sound studies and their plans for, you know, addressing sound impacts in the area. And this expert provided some pretty compelling information that suggests that 45 is a better threshold than 50, and it should be achievable for the industry without a lot of extra investment. So this is an effort to recognize that input to continue trying to balance the development with the impacts to the people around it and minimize those impacts. But also, I'll be interested to hear back from the industry on this proposed rule to see how they view it and if there's concerns about that threshold and what they might have to say about those, how that impacts them or doesn't. So I think it's going to be a good conversation, and we'll look forward to seeing how that all evolves.
I was going to mention just a couple of things on the pipeline, rule changes, and what PHMSA does. PHMSA adopts different changes on an ongoing basis as needed, and then we, in effect, periodically adopt the PHMSA changes for our rules. And the notable rules on this one would be civil penalty amounts that companies may face, and there's actually an Inflation Adjustment Act related to that. So the fines go up accordingly based on inflation. And then three of the changes have to do with drug testing, the drug testing program that PHMSA implements. And then the one I think that was the most interesting to me was related to the plastic pipe rule and increasing the design factor of the polyethylene plastic pipe that's actually used for gathering natural gas, other gas. So obviously could be applicable to the Bakken region because we're seeing more capture of the natural gas requiring more distribution systems. And then there are some components, of course, that were out there were monitoring certain components of those systems as well. So increasing the integrity of the pipe or the requirements for the integrity of the pipe, I think, is a really good thing, obviously, to help minimize leaks and any problems that might occur with those systems over the course of time.
Mr. Chairman, for those poor souls who are listening in and don't work with this regularly, PHMSA being the Pipeline Hazardous Material Safety Administration, an agency of the federal government that we coordinate with on our pipeline safety program.
And
correct?
ICBM would be intercontinental ballistic missile.
Right. Good point.
So that is.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
There's one more thing I did notice on the order and on the pipeline, adopting the rules. There's a sentence on page 2 that states December 31st, 2015. That should be December 31st, 2017. Pat is going to bring in a revised order. So if we could note that will be changed.
Yes. All right. We have a motion and a second. We have an amended motion or an amended order. So we will move on the amended order. So all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
One, Mr. Chairman and Randy, I can't. Did you read the date of the hearing in the second?
No. I did not go through that and should have. So thanks for pointing that out. We have that on scheduling, I think, for later, but it's being planned for, and this plans for it to be September 19th at 1:30 p.m. here in the commission hearing room. And that, of course, is a public meeting where people can come and testify on any or all of these proposed rules.
Good catch.
We voted?
Yeah. We're good.
Got it covered. All right. And that concludes the agenda items. So just a few announcements. At 2 o'clock today, Otter Tail Power Company will be coming in for a periodic information exchange meeting with the PSC. That'll be here on the 12th floor at the State Capitol. Again, at 2 p.m., we have a formal hearing at 1 p.m. on Monday, August 19th. That will be for case number PU-19-29, Russo Wind Partners, LLC. That will be at Vrindri Electric Cooperative, 615 Highway 52 West in Velva. And that will include, that will actually be for a 230 kV transmission line that will be in McHenry and Ward counties. So that's a siting application hearing. And then our next regular commission meeting is Wednesday, August 21st. At 10 o'clock here at the State Capitol in the commission hearing room. And then also on Wednesday, August 21st, we have an informal hearing on case number PU-19-127. That's North American Local LLC. That's a telecom, and it's a designated eligible carrier application. We will now take a brief recess and questions from the press, followed by the administrative portion of the meeting. This meeting is now in recess.